This is RSBNB Update, Episode 77, Embracing New Ideas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to RSBNB Update. I am Shane1288 here with Agent Trekkie. Say hello.
Hi, everybody.
And what's both in common about us today? What did we just finish up?
We're done with school.
Temporarily.
Yeah, true.
Okay, so how was your week?
RuneScape Update.
How was your week, first of all?
Terrible.
Okay. RuneScape Updates, Animal Magnetism Quest. Have you done it?
Of course I did.
Thoughts? Ideas? What do you say?
This is interesting. This quest is somewhat interesting. Because, you know, you get a new item, which is get free arrows, which is like, wow.
But they're just steel.
Hey, steel is good, man. But I kind of wonder if this might have an impact on the Fletchers.
No, nobody buys steel arrows.
Well, I make them, so.
Yeah. For some reason, people were ranging in my house when I was sleeping, because when I went into my house to do some stuff, I ended up coming out with 11 steel arrows from my house.
I see.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe somebody was ranging those guards or something.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Okay, so...
what did you think of the rewards?
It's pretty crappy.
Well, it is a newbie quest, but so much walking.
Well, not really, not that much. Not as much as some of those other ones, like One Small Favor. What else?
Oh god, One Small Favor. That is not a One Small Favor, I swear to god.
Okay. So 232 quest points total now, which means the reward was 1 quest points, 1k Fletching Slayer and Crapping XP, Ava's Device, and a Blessed Axe.
Which is somewhat cool. But too bad it's only myth.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know, are we going to have any more future use for this, you think?
I don't know, but I did make a new kind of, like, wonder what the hell was going on. Because I told him that he was asking me about how come my axe has a little white part on it.
Oh yeah, tell us about that.
And I told him that I got my axe blessed, and it increases the chance of getting nests from trees. I guess whether he believed it or not, I don't know. But
what level was he?
I can't remember. 70, 80?
Oh my, and that one was gullible enough to believe that? Wow.
You never know. I mean, new quests. I didn't tell them from new quests,
though. I wasn't like that when I was a noob.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't. I was much more intelligent. Okay.
Well, it makes you feel it, but I traded some girl 2 logs for an egg because I had no idea where to get it. It took me like a week to do the cook's assistant quest because I had no idea where I was.
Oh, they didn't have a world map back then, did they?
They did, but I have no idea where it was. Like, it was still hiding under the manual, under a whole bunch of stuff, and, you know, back in RSC days.
I didn't play that.
Yes,
so
exactly.
You made your account in RuneScape Classic?
Of course. Okay. Just like all honorable people.
How long did you play RuneScape Classic for, then?
I don't know. When did it come out?
I don't know.
Let's see. I'm thinking 2000... I'm hired? Oh, okay.
I'll brief you later. I'll brief you later on our plans.
Well, I've been playing for more than 4 years, so I think so.
In that case, let's go to that poll. Yeah, how long have you played RuneScape for?
I think a little over 4 years now.
Yeah, mine is under 4 years, because it's not under 2, so obviously under 4, but Majority is under 2, so obviously I guess that's who they're trying to target to now, I guess.
And 1% of the population just got members, which is sad.
Yeah, because like, we don't need these newbie updates. Ugh.
Actually, what they should do is update free-to-play every...
No.
You know, no, update it like every once a year or something.
And give them what?
I don't know, one simple new quest. That's like, this is how you smith. You take this bar, and you put it under the furnace, and look! It came out something new.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Alright.
Cape of Legends has developed a bug last week that caused it to display incorrectly if worn by a male character. Who cares? I don't wear Legends anymore.
Nor do I. Which is sad, because I wore all the way until the skill capes came out.
I dumped it for an obsidian cape.
You dumped it?
Yes. It's still hanging up in my house.
You made Legends cry. All those
It's hard hanging work. In my house.
That was actually the best cape in RS Classic.
Yeah, that's just, I guess we need a new one day, so that's that. New Dragonhide armor released last week with the treasure trails now has a level 40 defense requirement, which makes sense, seeing as it is like the appropriate black dragonhide. So, way to go, fixing your problem. We don't need these silly Pierres running around with that stuff.
Well, I reserve my judgment. Alright, anything else, Jane? Oh yeah, the Player's Gallery.
Oh, that. You have any favorites this month?
Yes, it's the dwarf one.
The Asian dwarf?
God damn it, Shane. No! The drunken dwarf. Some guy made a little comic strip on it. It was so cool. It's basically like the... I think it was...
Is that the one from Frizoid?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah.
It was the one where like he's doing a bunch of stuff. He's fishing... Woodcutting, fletching, and stuff. All of a sudden, the drunken dwarf comes out, pops out like,
"Oh, that's funny."
Hey, matey, want a drink? They're like, no, why me? They made fun of a lot of randos this week.
Yeah.
Well, this month, I guess, depending.
We got one about real life meets RuneScape Part 2. Nurse, clean up, bandage his leg. Yes, doctor.
Oh, that Beep. One.
Doctor, he's losing quite a lot of blood. You got to do something quick. Don't you think I know that? We're not going to lose another one. Doctor, he's flatlining. But doctor, quick. Yeah, you'd know that sound, wouldn't you, since you're nursing?
I'll tell my everybody knows that sound. That's the sound of death.
I know.
That's when they pound your heart.
Yeah, that's right. No butts, just make him eat it. It's a lobster. It's his only chance for survival. Amazing, how'd you know that would work? I play RuneScape.
RuneScape saves.
Oh yeah, take a look at those. So,
yeah, those of them are pretty, like very, very good. Yeah, I like the Mighty Warrior and Friend. That one is really nice.
Yeah, and then someone sent in a sculpture of something. I don't know what it is.
I have no idea.
What about this one? Who? How do they know exactly whose names they are? Because they say, like, I think.
On Which some one? Of them.
Like, on some of the ones, they say, we think, when they don't...
Oh, because that one, because most people put their name, their RuneScape name on a subject or something.
Oh.
Or they include it in their comic strip. And so they have absolutely no idea, so I guess maybe they hacked around or something.
Okay. So, pretty small amount of RuneScape updates this week, not near as much as last week with the treasure trails, so...
Treasure trails are crap.
Mm-hmm. I know it sounds funny, but I haven't done any yet.
Only did one, and I got purple sweets. Just junk.
Yeah, you told us about that last week. Oh, one more thing. Players venturing into dark areas are now prevented from extinguishing their light sources. However, this will not stop them from being extinguished if something else tries to put them out. So be careful around underground rivers and giant moles. Okay, so why don't we let the people commit suicide if they want to? Like, if you want to, like...
Maybe, well, I guess maybe some people are tricking them, like, you know, scamming them in a way.
Telling them
like,
to...
Like, hey, if you extinguish your light, you'll see some very special monsters. Really? Yeah, do it.
Yeah,
Cool fan hat.
well, I don't know, like, but if you're carrying an open flame, those can blow up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that's again catering to the little people.
Right. Let's move it on
Busy
to questions.
questions. Okay, this
This
one's for you
from
because I'm taking the.
Okay, this from Bib User. Are you ever going to quit playing RuneScape? Shane, are you?
I don't know. Depends.
I probably will one day. Just no idea when.
Yeah, same. It's like it happens out of the blue and you don't know when it's going to happen, but someday, because you know, nothing can continue forever, right?
Sure you can.
Like what?
Decomposing.
Okay. So, no, not in the immediate future, so you don't need to start worrying yet.
Yeah,
Oof.
there will. Like, Shane will stay and keep RSBNB up until he gets a job where he's forced to stare at a computer for 16 hours a day.
Yeah, or until I'm in a wheelchair.
Actually, you probably go blind before you get into a wheelchair.
Oh, no. Oh,
Yes.
no.
Actually, no, you probably get carpal
No.
tunnel.
No, it's. I've never had a case of that because it's all. I always had the best keyboards and everything to make it feel right. No.
All right, moving on to the next question, Shane.
Okay, question equals RuneScape at Shane. What are your views on the client support riots and the concept behind it? You have not heard about it. You must live in a small wooden virtual box. P.S. Why don't
Guilty.
you ever visit the sandbox? It's full of goodness. P.P.S. Should RSBNB have an unofficial history of RuneScape? Yeah, let's go down the
Well,
list here. Client
okay.
support. Yes, I've heard of it, and it would. It's more. It would be implementing more than client support. All they'd need to really do from a programmer's aspect is implement a way in which somebody can have a list of, you know, your friends list, right?
Yeah.
Have a list of checkboxes, and you can just check it, check who you want your chat to go to, and then on the bottom you could say mode, say like selected list or whatever, and
Uh-oh.
then that would be a simple way of doing it. It really wouldn't be that hard to do.
Yeah.
But
But
what about actual client support, like tags and stuff?
don't think that would really work because the problem is, if somebody gets to, like, let's say that they want to make an official clan on RuneScape, but somebody could, like, some enemy of the clan could just take the name already and be like,
Yeah.
hey, we're this group, we're the best, and all of a
And
sudden they.
some clan idiot was suggesting it cost 10 million to register a clan.
Hey, it's their money.
I don't think, what about for these skill pairs,
Dude,
these
we're
fresh
paying.
skill pair
Huh?
ones who don't want to do that?
Then don't.
I don't know. Like it would be good to have because I know they promised it long ago, but it might end up being more trouble than it's worth if it needed a registration fee and whatnot.
Well, I think that there should be another friend list. So, like, one is your real friend list, and another one is, I guess, your clanmates or whatever. And whoever's on your clans list, basically, like, click a button that says, like, talk to all and tell everybody
Yeah,
what they need to know.
it's sort
That'd
of
be a good
like
idea.
that's actually a good idea too, but I
If they do that
guess.
in.
I like my idea better though, where you can just use the check boxes because it gives you more freedom of who you want it to go to.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe not, but, well, we'll see what Jagex
Yes, that
does.
was promised long ago, I remember in some article. Okay.
Actually, I think it was promised since the beginning of RS2,
Yeah, I think
where,
so.
like, we will start having things for clans, and, like, okay, not.
That's also where they promised the armored boots.
Okay, me, don't care about those,
And
I like my
farming
boots
and
up level.
player-owned houses. Oh, that's far. I love my farming. Okay,
Farming sucks.
why don't you ever visit the sandbox? Mainly because when I post on RSPnB, it's to post things that are relating to staff issues, site issues, those sort of things, or tech things. That's why I don't go to the sandbox. I just don't have a need to.
Agent Waffles, he's just scared. He's
No.
scared of chaos.
No. That's
Yes,
what
you are.
the Borg are for. Bring chaos to
Oh,
order.
God. Alrighty.
Oh,
next one.
Unofficial history of RuneScape.
Well, if we're gonna do it, we need people to actually submit the stuff, you know.
Why do we need it though? When they have it on the RuneScape website?
Because that thing is not that helpful. Believe me, I've looked. It's not that helpful.
It's not
like,
needed.
Besides, if you think about it though, like everything from there is pretty much from Jagga's point of view. If we do an unofficial history, we can get people's others input. Like, you know, everything has two sides to a story. You know, because just because Sir Doman was kicking Zamorak's ass doesn't mean that Zamorak wasn't trying to lure Sir Doman into a trap, but Guthix messed it all up, and you know, stuff happens.
What?
Oh, god damn it, Shane.
Okay, that is from Agent Waffles in a Canadian accent tag. In your opinion, which of the following two combat skills are more important, attack or strength, and why? P.S. Just call me Killer this time. Yeah, Trekkie, he was kind of upset that we messed up his name.
Well, I'm terrible with names, and, you know, I'm guilty of that. I'm not gonna lie, I am terrible with names.
Okay, so which is more important, attack or strength?
Attack, of course.
Yeah, exactly, because it's all about the strategy, because if you don't have no strategy, you just
There's no strategy in RS.
Sure.
Only strategy is entangled, stop teleport, and beat the out of him.
No, there is strategy. Like, even I know that, and I'm not in a clan. There is strategy. Like, for instance, to the strategy to get hellhounds from the noobs is take some spells that can hit them, you know? And then, yeah.
I do that with trolls. When I'm slaying trolls, there might be a whole bunch of people around me. You know, I got kill rock and stick. What I do is I grab a whole bunch of curse spells, and when rock comes up, boom!
Do you Halley them? Are you a Halley noob?
Hey, using a halberd does not mean I'm a noob. It means I'm playing smart.
But they're so slow.
That's because you don't know how to use it, Shane. You complain about having black demons as a task. I don't. I love black demons as a task because I use curse, I get them to me, and I just swing my little sword.
The halberd.
Well, axe.
I don't know about the halberd. It's just too slow. It takes like 10 seconds between a hit.
Well, because you don't know how to use it properly.
There is no way you can use it.
Yes, you can. No. Well, let's get back to his question. I do believe that attack is better than strength. Because if you have 99 strength, but you have only one attack...
You're not going to hit much.
You're not going to do much, okay? That is like having a big sword, but I have no idea how to use it.
Yeah, that's right. Good analogy there. Thank you. That was from Killers, as he wants us to call it. Okay.
All right. What is your favorite quest, Lorg Samurai?
I'm supposed to say Lord.
Yeah, because I... Okay. Your fault.
What's your favorite quest?
Regicide.
Okay, that's a good quest.
Yeah, I love the ending. It's like, really?
You're working for the wrong side.
Oh, crap. Shane, can we switch sides? They still haven't finished that quest.
I know. They said it was finished in... After Morning's End Part 2, but somehow...
No, it's not.
I just got the strange feeling that that's not finished. Like, no.
It's not finished because we still have Very Bad King. I doubt Tyrus is really dead, you know? I don't believe he's...
Who says he's dead?
No, remember, because we blew up his camp, so theoretically he should be dead, but I doubt it.
Oh, right. And then the elves come into the picture and that you're supposed to be helping them rather than the Tyrus people.
And we still haven't gotten to that city.
The Quidditch Field, as it's called.
Meh.
Yeah, meh. I like that series. Regicide, favorite quests, Desert Treasure.
Actually, I like using the bazooka. You know what's sad? One time I was bored, so I loaded up my bazooka and I went around. And I saw these two people killing guards, and like, stay still, I'm gonna shoot you. And I locked onto this girl, and I pressed fired. The second I did, she buried a bone and I missed. I was like, how the hell did that happen? I was like, damn, I'm out
of ammunition. From Morning's End Part 1, the bazooka.
Yeah.
Okay, my favorite quests. Morning's End Part 2, Morning's End Part 1. Roving Hells, Regicide, Underground Pass, the Plague City series, that whole series, and Desert Treasure. Okay, that was from Lord Zamorak. Okay.
Next one, Shane.
Shane, have you ever had Firefox run slowly, or a little slower than normal, or just lag up? I'm having this problem. I have the latest patches and stuff from Magic Jarvis. I'm assuming he's playing RuneScape here, right?
It says right there.
Oh,
have you ever had Firefox run RuneScape slowly for a little and then normal?
Well, to be honest, I actually use the provided client for running RuneScape, which is Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
It's just easier to open up, click the icon, and have it open up right away, so...
I like Microsoft's Java machine better than Sun's. Sun's always mess my Java stuff up for some reason.
Really? You like the Microsoft one?
Yeah, that one's cool.
I use the Sun one.
I hate the Sun one. For some reason, always
but mess Sun up. But Sun made Java.
So, Microsoft loves to steal stuff and make it somewhat better until somebody messes up.
Yeah, that's right. It's like the oxymoron. Microsoft works. Okay, so, no, I don't use Firefox for playing RuneScape. I just use their client you have that they put out, which is the one you download from the extra files area. Even though it's Internet Explorer, that's fine for playing RuneScape. Because, frankly, I have my browser going and other stuff while I'm playing, so it doesn't make sense for me to be switching tabs back and forth between the game.
All right, I was using another client, and... I didn't like that one as much, because when I click on my RuneScape client thing from Jagex, I don't have to worry. I worry a lot less about, like, logging out and stuff.
Yeah.
With the other clients, I have to do more stuff.
Yeah, okay. So, KSeal, use the
Oops.
Client provided by Jagex.
Yeah.
That was from Magic Jarvis. Okay. Oh my. You read it.
Okay, let's see. Magic. Oh, from Matt, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Shane, is it true that you enjoy kicking virtual puppies? Also, what are your views on hacktivism?
Okay, this is from Matt, aka Poison333, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, virtual puppies, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Maybe it's a Nintendo thing.
I don't know about... I don't know what this is, but of course not. Why would I do that?
You're evil?
No. Okay, and for hacktivism, I have a link here to the Wikipedia one. Basically, the Wikipedia definition. Basically, what hacktivism is, it's using programming and whatnot to promote something politically, like a free speech movement or something else. It's to express yourself, and you can use a website or coding to do that. Like, I think basically that's the way it's going to be going in the future. So I'm all for it. What about you?
Meh. We'll see.
Okay, so enough of that. So, yes, I am for it all the way. Let's go.
Alrighty. You take this one, Shane.
Okay. Shane, any wishes for a present we get from Shanty Claus in RuneScape? Why don't you answer my questions? Well, I really don't care what we get from Shanty Claus as long as it's useful, you know? Like, maybe something for the house. That'd be nice.
That has never happened once. When have we ever gotten an event that was actually useful? Besides making quick cash.
I don't know.
Exactly. Nothing works.
Just for fun.
The Ghostbusters thing was cool. I would do that again though, if it wasn't so tedious.
Yeah. And you were singing the Ghostbusters that night.
Whatever.
Okay, so yeah, I don't know if something useful or not noobish. That's what we'd like. And why don't we answer your questions? Well, sometimes if a question is too general, we don't answer it, or if it's been asked a million times before, we don't answer it. Most
Okay.
don't, it's normally one of those two cases as to why we don't answer it, or you didn't read the FAQ. Because, for instance, one thing it says in the FAQ is not ask how we like about the week's update, because we talk about that already. But if you have a question about it, that's fine, right? You get where I'm going, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was from Samily. Is that how you say that?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
You know how bad my pronunciation is.
It's from Samily. Okay.
Right, moving on. I'm starting my own podcast where I will being reviewing different MMORPGs. I think I spelled that one wrong. Such as RuneScape, Second Life, Habbo Hotel, World of Warcraft, etc., etc. To help give my podcast publicity and make it better, could you please give me some tips? And could anyone please come on my new show, please? I am a Mac user and I love Macs. Nicholas Montgomery.
Well, first part of that question, one word, iTunes. Our listeners quadrupled when we put the show on iTunes.
Really?
Yes.
Huh, did not know that.
Yeah, so iTunes really helps getting your numbers up.
And if it's free, it's even better.
Yeah, just post it around anywhere you can find that allows it. And regards coming on to the new show, I don't know because I don't know how to contact you. So, yeah. Thank you.
Have good luck.
Yep, this one's for you.
Oh, okay. I've always wondered why they have dragon armor and weapons, but the only way we can get it is a monster drop. Do you think Jagex might think of making it where high level members could make dragon armor, or you think they want to struggle to get the high level armor? And like you said on your last show, dragon is becoming a useless sort of anyway, just for show. From Baron58, Brian, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, you know me.
I don't know. You think they'll ever make it so you could smith dragon and stuff?
Hell no.
I know, like, Rune is
Even
already
like,
99.
remember we like there was a bunch of rumors back in like this is before your time, but for free to play there was a rumor that if you use charcoal you can make black armor, which was completely false.
How would you do that?
Well, I don't know. I just heard rumors. They also said that if you had a muddy key, you can open the bank in Varrock. That never worked.
Did you try it?
Yes. It's
Oh.
like, dude, the key won't work. Oh, man.
Okay.
Actually, I know what? I think the banks are having conspiracy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, remember when the old man broke into the bank and stole a whole bunch of stuff and a blue party hat?
Yeah.
Okay, the thing is, I think the bank has lots and lots of party hats, Santa hats, and Halloween masks and all the other stuff laying around in the back of Varrock. Like probably in all those crates. And and if we can just break into it, we probably make a lot of money, Shane,
Yeah, so you're saying you want
So,
to pull off a bank
hey, there's no guards down there.
heist?
And what? They gotta show up with a level 120 guard?
Yeah, I
That
don't
has
know.
never happened before. The guards are weak.
They need one of those things like that you can just put on your hand and you can walk through walls, you know? You remember that device?
From what?
Enterprise?
Shane.
It's a device. You just put it on your hand and you can walk through walls. But wouldn't it be neat to walk through walls, though?
No,
Why?
because if you did, you wouldn't be standing on the floor. You'd probably end up in the center of the earth
No,
and
I
be
don't think
burned
so.
up.
I don't think so.
Dude, There's always a problem with those things, okay? You can walk through walls, but why aren't you going through the floor?
That's a good question. Probably because...
Okay, then. That is why. Those things will never, ever work, okay?
But they will.
Okay, then. Let's get on with it. Shane, this is not the Star Trek podcast, okay? Leave it alone.
I was just talking about walking through walls, okay? Okay.
Shane, you make a lot of people mad.
Or do you think they just want us to struggle to get this high-level armor? They probably want us to struggle.
It is becoming useless. I don't see it really being, like... All the prices are really dropping really, really quick.
I know. Oh, well.
Good for me.
It's good for the market. Just keep things balanced.
Hey, man, I want you know, Dragon Chain. I mean, it looks good on me. I don't care.
Yeah, it does look good.
Yeah, because I feel newbie with my little rune plate.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, that one is from Brarin, 58.
Actually, I could have gotten a rune dragon chain if those stupid trolls let us take it.
Oh, yeah, right.
Stupid troll decided to throw it away.
Yeah, he ate it.
No, he threw it away because he couldn't eat it.
So where did he throw it then?
Because he couldn't eat it.
But where did he throw it away?
I don't know.
Okay, so...
Probably got chewed up by bugs or something. You know?
Yes, so are we done with this one?
Yeah.
All right, so questions from quitting RuneScape all the way to hacktivism, which is using computers and whatnot to promote your political ideology or freedom of speech or whatever you want, then all the way to dragon armor and weapons.
All right, now on to tech news section.
Okay,
Shane, your field. This is your field.
Oh, yes. Of course. Microsoft on Tuesday released 7 security updates with patches for 11 security vulnerabilities, most of which affect the Windows operating system. Windows media issues are addressed in bulletin MS06-078, whatever that is. One of these critical security updates published by Microsoft on this patch Tuesday, and the other high vulnerability risks are in Internet Explorer and Visual Studio 2005.
Once again, people have no lives and want to crack and hack Microsoft.
I know, we hear of this every month. It's becoming so repetitive. I wasn't even considering not to talk about this week. So, short and short, run your Windows updates.
Yeah.
Okay. Just annoying. You're better off running a Linux or a Mac or something, so you don't have to deal with this if you don't want to, you know?
Yeah, but then you can upgrade your PC a lot easier than the Mac.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Google has added another piece of search software to its arsenal.
The launch of Google Patent Search.
Interesting. Patent search site was launched as a beta last night, and it sifted through approximately 7 million U.S. patents by a variety of parameters, including filing date, issue date, patent number, and inventor. Interesting. I don't know, you think this is... I guess you can search for something if it's patented before you try and patent it, right?
Yeah, it also saves you time, because, you know, if you're inventing something, and all suddenly, it's been invented already. Damn it!
Yeah?
You know?
So I guess this is good, but it's only U.S. stuff, so it's not too good for international people.
Well, most of it is U.S. anyway. I mean, Well, we'll see what happens. Patent search, let's see, electric guitar improvement to opera chair, hat with folding rim and visor, candy cane forming machine, calculator.
What?
I'm looking at the Google patent webpage thing.
Oh, the one on the zipper was here.
Okay.
Interesting.
Somebody had a patent on underwear?
What? Okay.
Let's see. Patent number D444616, October 26, 2000. Ornament designed for underwear as shown and described.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at underwear.
No, that's gonna go on the clip show.
Read this patent. Let's see what it says here. Let's see. Oh, man.
Okay. Okay.
Why do you try to use... I think it makes it more roomier.
What?
Front view underwear show new design.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what they what this person did.
Yeah, Trekkie's got the patent here for underwear up.
Yeah.
Do we want to put this in the show? Like,
it's up to you. I don't really care.
Okay, I'll put it in then.
Let's see. Let's see what our crazy junk people have invented. Let's see. No. Finger. Somebody actually used to put a patent on finger puppets.
Really?
Oh my god. Egg carton, nose hair trimmer, eyelash curler, steam engine. Oh well, if you're interested, yeah. Take a look.
Google.com/patents.
Yeah, you'll probably like laugh your ass off.
I know, it's like, funny, like what you just found. Like, okay, that's fine.
Dental drill. Foot operated.
I saw a chicken breeding machine.
How the hell would that work?
I don't know. Okay, moving onwards. Mozilla has officially released the first public alpha build of Firefox 3, codenamed Gran Paradiso. Firefox 3 includes the new Gecko 1.9 rendering engine, which is leveraged against the open-source Cairo rendering framework. Interesting. The reflow improvements in Gecko 1.9 finally enable Firefox to pass ACID 2 testing. Now, for those of you guys who are wondering, the ACID 2 test is a browser that, it's a test that browsers have to pass in order to make them CSS safe. Fully compatible, you know?
Okay.
So, if a browser passes this, that means it's perfectly compatible.
It's safe for the internet and stuff.
No, it just means it's perfectly compatible with CSS standards. Doesn't mean it's safe. So, I don't know. They're targeting a release date, I heard, of quarter one, 2007, or like late quarter one or early quarter two of 2007. So, I don't know. This is pretty good, I think.
Meh.
I don't know. Take a look at this, and it passes the ACID 2 test, which was designed by someone who made Opera. There was a theory on another show I listened to that the guy who made the ACID 2 test designed it so that only Opera would pass it. But
too bad.
I don't think that's true, because we've just seen it right now that Firefox has passed it, so I don't know.
Maybe Firefox plus people were just smart enough to go around it or something.
I don't think that's possible. Anyways, so that's probably not true, but some little food for thought. Take a look at this at Ars Technica.
All right. Okay.
Let's see rants.
Now we're into rants. Okay, I'm doing the first one. This new clue scroll stuff is unfair. The RuneScape community as a whole knows Jagex hates peers, but come on! The new clue scrolls idea was great in concept, but it's really unfair. How are you going to make it to where you must wear certain armor to get your scroll? I'm one defense. I can't equip the stupid studded chest for my next scroll. What the WTF? Quit hating on peers, Jax. We want treasure chunks too. I kind of agree with this because wearing some of the stuff is
no, really crap. No, don't agree with it. It's designed so that the people who have certain bonuses will get the benefit of having these bonuses, like having however much defense you need. That's why it's designed. Do you think that they should remove the clues in which you need to do legends in order to get into the Kazari jungle for?
Well, legends is, well, no, not that. Actually, you can still get in a way.
Well, if you have the requirements. This is the same thing. It shouldn't be removed.
The problem is that, like, you know, I just got a clue where I have to get wear some blue dragon armor and stuff, right? Question is, since after Barrel's gloves came on, nobody really bothers with the vamps.
Yeah, I know, hey?
And so I gotta make my own, which I don't feel like slaying black dragons for, and I'm lazy and
I
stuff.
thought it was blue.
Yeah, my bad.
I'll sell you
Blue
some blue
dragons.
hides after this.
No, I'm frugal.
Okay. So yeah, I don't agree with this one.
Thought you would.
No, I don't. I remember I don't like pears.
Oh, okay, never mind. I thought I was thinking opposite effect thing.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I don't agree with. I mean, I don't like how I have to wear blue Mystic hats and all the other stuff. It's taking up bank space, man. I had to carry a bone spear at level 107. That's kind of newbie.
Yeah, I know. That's why they do it, to make you look like a noob.
Don't do it.
Well, don't do the clue then. Okay, moving on from this rant. Trekkie agrees with it. I don't.
All right. Pest control, without a doubt, the fastest way of leveling the combat skills. This rant disagrees with the mini game pest control as experience too fast and too easy to receive. I'm surprised that no high level players who achieve 99 all the combat skills before PC have ranted about it, especially those who played RSC. Pest control ruins the idea of RuneScape, the idea of training against new monsters slowly but surely leveling. Wow, a lot of errors here. Your character. This way takes time, but you learn much more about the game. And in my opinion, training in this way inspires you to level more skills and improve your total level. At pest control, you meet no new people. You fight no new monsters. You level your character extremely quickly. I feel sorry for the game's elite players, who some of which are in RSC, level all their combats with 99 without the aid of pest control. Combat level 120 plus used to have a rare sight. Today it is not common. Wait, what?
Today it is
Oh,
fairly common.
yeah, typo there. But I see many more high leveling players than I did a year ago. Prayer 99 used to be respected by players all over RuneScape. Having buried that many bones, oh yes, you have no idea. You look at that player and think, wow, he is a true legend. I realized that Jagex lowered the experience given per pest point for prayer, but it's much easier to get 99 than it used to be. Making the game easier seems to be something that Jagex likes to do. Home port, a bank in Lumbridge, pest control. It is as if they want more high-leveling players in the game and for new players to find the game easy.
Okay, well, basically,
I need my gum.
what?
I need my gum.
No.
Okay.
Basically, with this, what we have here is these people start complaining because they were of the first generation of RuneScape people and they had to do things the hard way. Well, that's fact of life. In the hard way, like, 50 years ago, they didn't have computers to type stuff up, so they had to write it out by hand. It's just
Well,
life. Deal
50
with
years ago,
it.
they had the typewriter.
Okay, 100 years ago. Move on.
Noob.
Move on. Embrace. Learn to embrace new ideas, new things. Keep an open mind, you know?
Yeah. Let's hear you say this again when a computer takes your job.
Well, that then I'll have to find a way to work with the computer to say maintain it or something. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, well, they'll just have one guy to maintain everything and lay you off.
Well, there'll always be jobs. Like, you can't get. There's always gonna be janitors.
Well, considering that the robots won't be making any mess, I kind of doubt that. Like, not that many janitors anyway.
What, we're gonna turn into Terminator 3, War Rise of the Machines?
Why not? Think about
No,
it.
I don't know about that.
Well, World War III will come sooner anyway.
No, I don't know. When's
All
it supposed to
right.
come? What year?
When Bush pushes that little red button.
So
I mean, the big red
that's
button.
within the next year?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, so that's that. I don't know, just deal with it. Move on. Embrace new ideas. Oh, that's what the title will be called for this episode, Embracing New Ideas. Yeah, there we
Yeah.
go.
Whatever.
Okay. Final rant.
You.
In the time I have played RuneScape, every holiday event has been about a problem. That's kind of true. I really don't want my holidays to be full of problems, do you? Why not make them happy days with not a care in the world? Instead of having to fix other people's problems for a holiday treat, why not get someone who can actually do their job, because Diango seems to be doing a poor one. Never get anything right, and having all the players of RuneScape fix his own problems. With all the problems he has, I wouldn't trust him with my holiday, most surely not my Christmas. Why not give happy treats out? Like being able to decorate your holiday with items like a tree, lights, not electrical, and gifts for everyone. Or instead of doing Diango's dirty work, why not automatically get a gift from him on Christmas? Same for other holidays. If you have anything to say, just post it up, follow form rules, and stay on subject. Rant is about holiday events, not me. Diango, you're fired.
Well, problem is, they did that once with the Christmas tree.
Oh, last year?
Yeah, they did the Christmas tree thing. Was kind of cool.
Yeah?
I think, hey, you can always go sledding.
Yeah, that's fun.
Cowabunga!
Okay.
I still have that picture somewhere in my laptop.
Yeah, I have the picture of me, too, on the blog. Okay, yeah. I don't know. Like,
actually, before I say that, get a life!
What did he do?
He's complaining about an NPC, man. Let it go! That NPC is not going to kill you. You're not going to die from not being paid.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Like, I think a tree for the player-owned house would be nice, right?
We have trees, just not a Christmas tree.
Yeah, like a Christmas tree.
But then again, I bet you somebody in the Jewish community or something probably get really, really mad.
Yeah.
Because this has been happening around the U.S. for the past couple
of
days.
Yeah, the Walmart thing.
Oh. And airport had a Christmas tree, and some Jewish rabbi, I think, came up and said, like, you don't have my candle thing. And he got really mad.
Yeah. So
it's not that airport's fault that a majority of the people like Christmas.
Yeah, I know. It's the majority. That's what happens.
I mean, you know, Christianity was the one who was trying to use propaganda to get barbarians onto their side.
Anything else on this one before we close it off?
Nope.
Okay.
I got nothing. I got blank.
Okay. I took a picture of the new goats on my blog at shane.rsbnb.com.
Okay.
Yeah, so take a look at these. And someone had the nerve to comment that I need to make more videos. But in reality, how am I to make more videos if I don't have time? Like, I don't spend my entire time running around RuneScape filming thieving videos, you know?
Huh.
I just need to understand where I come from on this, but videos are a nice thing to have, but really, I'm not going to spend my whole time running around filming, say, like a waterfall in RuneScape or something like that. Like, ugh. Okay. Yeah, I just had to make that rant because I saw this comment on this post I made.
Well, if you think it's boring, then don't read it.
I know, exactly. Okay. Other things. RSBNB Christmas Drop Party, December 23rd. At 9 p.m. GMT, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, 1 p.m. Pacific, and 4 p.m. Eastern Time, I believe. Yes. And we'll also be doing a live RSBNB update show starting at that time at 2 p.m. on this service called TalkShoe. Basically, the way it'll work is if you want to talk, you need to call in with Skype or a landline, and we'll have instructions for that later on in the week. You're coming, right?
Maybe.
Okay. That's good. And so this is your chance to get on the show and ask a question or something. And it's not going to be a free-for-all, everyone yelling. It'll be controlled by the hosts. They'll decide who gets to talk and whatnot. So, and it'll be brief. give everybody a fair chance to come on. You can see global announcements on the forums at forums.rsbnb.com. You have anything to add?
Yeah, submit treasure trails, man. I got nothing.
Okay. Trekkie needs his treasure trails.
RSBNB needs them.
Okay. Yeah, so treasure trails, quest guides will make Trekkie happy.
Make you happy too.
Yes! Okay.
Alrighty.
So with that said, RSBNB Update 77 is done. I am Shane1288 with...
This is Trekkie. Have a nice day and happy holidays.
Bye-bye. We'll see you next week.